Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the second Aliyah in Parsha's Noach. That's Perek Zayin Pasuk Aleph, and the pasuk tells us, "Vayomer Hashem LeNoach, Hashem said to Noach, 'By Ata, you should come v'chol beischa l'teva, and all your household into the teva, ki oischa reisi tzadik l'fanai badar hazeh, for it is you have seen as righteous before me in this generation.'" Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Aleph for isi tzadik. Why is it that Hashem didn't tell him that you're a tzadik tamim? V'leinemar tzadik tamim. He doesn't say that he's a tzadik tamim, as it does say in the beginning of this week's Parsha. Mikan over here we learn, "Sha'ayim mixas shivcha shel adam b'fanav v'kula shelo b'fanav." We only say part of a person's praise when we're talking to him or when we're right in front of him, but we could say all their praise when we're not talking to him and when we're not in front of him. So in the beginning of this week's parsha, when we're just speaking about Noach, and so to speak, he's not there, we say tzadik tamim, that he's a perfect tzadik. However, when Hashem was speaking to Noach, he said that you're a tzadik, and he didn't say tzadik tamim. Back to Chumash Pasuk Beis, Mikala behemat ha'ira, from all the pure animals, tikach l'cha shiva shiva ish v'ishtai, you should take seven male and its mate, u'mina behemat sh'loi tahira hi, and from the animals that are not tahar, shnaim ish v'ishtai, two each one and its mate. Gami Oif HaShemayim, also from the birds of the sky, Shiva Shiva Zachor Nekeva, seven pairs, male and female, L'chayis Zer Al Pnei Kol Ha'aretz, to keep seed alive on the face of the earth. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Beis, HaTahira, the Tahar animals, HaSidolias Tahar Yisrael, the ones that will eventually become Tahar. That's because there's no differentiation at that current point in time between Tahar and non-Tahar animals. And Lamana, we learn from here, Shalama Noach Tahira, the Noach actually learned Tahira, because how else was he supposed to differentiate between the Tahar ones and not Tahar ones if he didn't learn Tahira? Shiva Shiva, Kadesh Yakrim, Karban Matsesai, this is an order so that he could bring a carbon of these animals when he leaves the teva. That's why he brought seven pairs and not just one pair. Rashi pasuk gimel gami eif hashemayim b'tahir makasim medaber. The pasuk's talking about the tahar ones. Ulamad sasim minam afirash, and we learned sasim from the firash, meaning the tahar birds. We had seven pairs of each, and the non-tahar birds was only one pair. So let's go back to chumash pasuk dalid. Why is the Noach gathering all these animals? Ki liyamim aychiva, for in another 7 days, anochi mamter al aretz, I'm going to bring rain upon the earth. Arbayim yam v'arbayim laila, 40 days and 40 nights. Umachisias kol hayukum asher asisim al pnei adama, and I'm going to wipe out all existence that I made from the face of this earth. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Dalet. Ki liyamim ad shiva, elu zayin yimei evel shel misushal chatzadik. These 7 days that we're speaking about in the Pasuk are the 7 days of mourning for misushal, who is a tzadik. Shechazak HaKadosh Baruch Hu al kvaydei, Hashem, he had rachmanis, he had mercy for the honor of misushalach, v'igives haparanias, and he delayed the punishment until after the days of mourning for misushalach. Tzevach Hashem shneisav shem misushalach. Now we can make a cheshbin of the years the misushalach lived. V'simsen, it turns out, shehem kolim b'shnas shesh me'ez shana l'chai noach, that they concluded at the 600th year of Noach's life. Kili yamim oid. Why is it the pasuk says oid? Mahu oid? It should have just said kili yamim shiva, in 7 days. Why in another 7 days? Zman acher zman zeh. This is another time after this time. Nois val mevasim shana. This is an additional 7 days added on top of the 120 years. Arbayim yamim, 40 days. Why specifically 40 days? Keneged yitzir savlad. This is corresponding to the amount of time it takes for Hashem to form a child inside its mother's stomach. Shekil kula triach liyotzim latzur tzuras mamzerim, because they, so to speak, troubled Hashem to create the form of a mamzer, which is the product of an illicit relationship, and therefore we have this 40 days of rain. And back to Chumash Pasuk, Hei Vayas Noach Chasher Tziva Hashem. Noach did everything Hashem commanded him. Let's see Rashi over your Pasuk, Hei Vayas Noach Zebiyase LaTeva. That's his going into the Teva. Let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Vav. V'Noach Ben Shesh Me'ez Shana. Noach was 600 years old. V'amabel Ha'yimayim Ala Aretz, and the mabel was water on the land. V'yavai Noach Ubanav, and Noach and his sons came. V'ishtayu Nushevan of Itai, and his wife and his sons' wives with him, Ela Teva, into the Teva, Mipnei Me'hamabel, because of the waters of the mabel. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Zayin. Noach Ubanav, Noach and his sons. Ha'anashim Levad v'hanashim Levad. The men were separate from the women. Lefisha Nesru b'tashrish Amita. That's because they were not allowed to have marital relations, as we've already said in the previous Aliyah. Mibnei she'olam shari b'tzar. That's because the world was in a state of tzar, and therefore they're not allowed to have marital relations. The Pasuk said, Mipnei me'hamabul. They went in because of the waters of the mabul. Af nech mikat ne'amana haya. Noach, he lacked a strong level of emuna. Mamin ve'ena mamin sheva mabul. He kind of believed, but kind of didn't, that the mabul would come. V'loy nechus l'teva ad she'dechaku amayim. And he didn't go into the teva until the water actually pushed them into the teva. Back to Chumash Pasuk Ches. Min abehema ha'tayro, min abehema she'enen ha'tayro. From the pure animals and from the non-pure animals. Umin ha'ayfin, from the birds, v'chol asher remes ha'adama, and from everything that crawls on the ground. Shnaim shnaim, ba'ol noach ha'teva. Two by two, they came to Noach, to the teva. Zachor nekeva, male and female. Kasher tziva al-kimas noach, like Hashem commanded Noach. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Tes. Ba'ol noach ma'aleim, they came on their own. Shnaim shnaim, kulam hushvu minyan zeh. They all had the same exact number. There wasn't anyone that had less than two. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud. And it was at the end of that 7 days, and the waters of the Mabul were on the land. It was the 600th year of the life of Noach. In the second month, on the 17th day of that month, down that day, Nivku Kol Ma'anos HaHaim Rabba, all the springs of the waters of the deep split open, Varubas HaShemayim Niftachu, and the windows of heaven opened. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Aleph, B'Chodesh HaSheni, the second month. Rabbi Elazar Eimer, he says, Zemar Cheshvan, this is referring to Cheshvan, because the first month is Tishrei. Rabbi Yeshua Eimer, he says, Zeir, this is referring to Iyar, because the first month is Nisan. Nivku, they split open Lahitzim Yaman, in order to let their waters out, to HaHaim Rabba, Mida Kenegan Mida, this was measure for measure. Heim Chatu, the people of Dar Mabul sinned, B'Rabba Raz HaAdam, the Pasuk said that they sinned in this way, V'laku B'Tahaim Rabba, and therefore they were stricken with Tahaim Rabba. And the rain was on the land, 40 days and 40 nights. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Beis, Vayihi Geshem Al Ha'aretz, asks Rashi, Lalanu Omer, it says, Vayihi HaMabul. So was it a Mabul, or was it just Geshem? Was it just rain? El, rather, how do we understand this? K'shayridin, when Hashem made it start raining, Haridin Barachmim, he had it rain in a way of mercy. Im Yachzru, if they do tshuva, Yu Gishmei Bracha, that rain would actually be rain of blessing. But Uchshalei Chazru, when they didn't do tshuva, Hayulu Mabul, it turned into a Mabul. And back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Gimel, Be'etzam Hayom Hazeh, on that very day, Ba Noach, Noach came, V'shem V'cham V'yefes B'nei Noach, Shem Cham and Yefes, the sons of Noach, V'eshes Noach, and the wife of Noach, Ushleshes and Shevanov, and the three wives of his son, Itam El HaTeva, with them into the Teva. Let's see Rash over here, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Be'etzam Hayom Hazeh, on that very day, Limed Chakasav, the Pasuk's teaching us, Shahayu B'nei Dairi Aymrim, that the people of his generation were saying, Ilu Anu Rayim Ha'aseh Nechas LaTeva, if we catch him going into that Teva, Anu Shayvim Ha'aseh, we're going to break it, V'hargan Ha'aseh, and kill him. Amar Kosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, Ani Machniso Le'enei Kulam, I'm going to put him into the Teva in front of everyone, V'nir Advar Miyakum, and let's see who's going to be right over here. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yodalad, Hema, them, V'chol HaChai Lamina, and all the wild beasts to their kind, V'chol HaBehema Lamina, and all the animals to their kind, V'chol Remes HaRemes HaLarts Lamineu, and all those that crawl on the ground according to their type, V'chol HaIf Lamineu, and all the birds according to their types, Kol Tzipor, Kol Kanof, all birds, all winged creatures, V'yavayu Al Noach Al Teva, and they came to Noach, to the Teva, Shnayim Shnayim Mikol HaBasar Asher B'Ruach Chaim, in pairs of two from all flesh that has life in it, V'habayim, and those that came, Zachron Kevin Mikol Basar Bo, they came in male and female, Kasher Tzivos HaLekim, like Hashem commanded him, V'yizgar Hashem B'Adoy, and Hashem closed it off in front of him. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Zayin, what does that mean, V'yizgar Hashem B'Adoy, Hegen all of Shalosh V'Ruah, he protected him so they can't break the Teva, Hikiv HaTeva Dubim V'Arayis, Hashem surrounded the Teva with bears and lions, V'hu Hargim B'Hem, and the people were killed by these bears and lions when they tried to come and break the Teva. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow with the third Aliyah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.